Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Ask me.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
On Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Hiya, my name is Adam Beals. I am an online creator and TV presenter. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
First one is from Peter, from Derry actually, where you are, and he says, YouTube launched when you were around 7, and it's obviously had a huge impact on your life and career, but when did you realise, hey, I can do this as a job?
I think the moment that it really hit me that I could do this as a career, it was in 2017 where things started really taking off for me, and it grew from there, from videos going viral and from everything just catapulting in all the ways possible. And that's the moment when I realized, wow, I can make a career out of this.
Is it true you bought your parents a house?
Yes.
What did that feel like?
I think it's every child's dream. So for me to be able to do it, it was, it was a day that I look back on and I sort of punch myself and go, did I really do that?
Did you surprise them or did you let them in on this is what you were thinking about?
It was a complete surprise. Obviously, they've been looking at houses earlier this year, because they always wanted to move from our old house. So they were house viewing and going around our town, just looking at different houses. And one really caught their eye. And that's the one that I went ahead and purchased. And the day I gave them the keys was just, it was a head nod.
Did you make a YouTube video of that as part of your channel content?
I did, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be one of the best, catchiest titles ever. I bought my parents a house. I mean, you're going to click on that video. And you did it all at age 20. Is there a number of followers where everything changed? Is there a sort of, a critical turning point in terms of the amount of followers? Is it 1 million, 2 million? Where did you see the big difference?
I think it was a million subscribers, but I don't know if that was just in my head, but even to this day, subscribers, like the numbers don't mean anything. It's the content that you produce and the people that you reach by doing that. So
Sarah in Dublin wants to know, when you first started YouTubing, were you worried at all that your friends wouldn't get it and they might make fun of you?
Being in a small town and being in a school, an all boys school, it was tough at the start to make that, breakout and to sort of convince people that this was a thing and it wasn't just, something that could be, laughed at or, people made fun of. But, not to say I didn't get that. I truly did. I got my fair share of, laughs and stuff. But, I mean, it's like anything. If you want to do something different, if you want to break out and do something that not a lot of people are doing, especially in your hometown, and you have to have thick skin. So yeah, there was a lot of name calling and stuff near the start, but I guess you just have to, you just have to top it out.
Matthew on Instagram wants to know, from conception to filming to editing and all the stuff, and then eventually uploaded to YouTube, it's a lot of work. How much of your day is spent working on videos and content?
Well, at the minute, it's probably most of it. If I'm not editing, then I'm planning. If I'm not planning, then I'm filming. It is very much a full-time job, and I can see why people may think it's a job that it's an easy job. A lot of people see it as a not a real thing, but I can't stress how much work that goes into it. Even though you see a finished 15-20 minute video online, the work and the effort that went behind that to produce that content, especially if it's, a very big production video. I have videos on my channel that have months of planning behind it. And I guess people don't see that, but a lot of effort and a lot of attention and detail goes into it. And as I grow even more and more now, I'm more conscious of that. I'm more conscious of the fact that, this is an outlet that people may, some people may depend on. Some people may see it as a little laugh in a week where they need it, or a little smile in times of need. I can't just upload anything. I want to upload the very best and only the best.
I suspect it's quite like this job in that even if you're not on air here, you're constantly thinking about the show and what's going to be on it tomorrow, and there's WhatsApps flying between us all saying, hey, we could do this tomorrow, or let's keep an eye on this. Do you find it hard to switch off? And if you manage to switch off, what do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, my dad left his work there last Christmas. Both my parents now work for me and my production company, and that's what a lot of his old colleagues were saying. They were saying like, life must be easy now, but it's really the opposite, because you're the one who is basically paying the bills, and to pay the bills, all that work comes from you. Whereas if you're working for a company, or if you're an employee of a company, it's not to say you don't work, you do work, but you know, you have the pressures eased a bit, because you know you're being paid from a company that you know, has a workforce of, you know, maybe thousands of employees. You know, we always have to be constantly thinking, as you say, we always have to be two steps forward in this game.
What about the YouTube community? Oisin in Westport asks, do you find a sense of community amongst other YouTubers, or is it all very competitive?
As I say, not a lot of people are doing this, especially here in Northern Ireland, or even Ireland as a whole. It's very much, you know, still in the beginning stages. It's a bit more developed across the water in England, with a lot more, you know, web personalities, and then even further over in the States. But it's great to see whenever there's like YouTube conventions and events, and hooking up with people who, you know, you talk to and that you're mates with. It is great, because they can understand problems that you're having that not a lot of people have. And, you know, as I say, we have no boss to ask. So having that peer-to-peer discussion is very valuable, because it's people who are in the exact same shoes as you, and you know, you're talking about things that are very close and very relevant to each other. So it's great that it can be very therapeutic as well, because sometimes you may have anxiety or worries about why certain things are happening, but in fact they're actually happening to other creators and other YouTubers. So it does put your mind at ease.
What's your view on television? Do you see it as kind of for old people? Like, do you think that sort of normal regular television with scheduled programming, is that kind of for dying out for old people?
I wouldn't necessarily say dying out. I mean, I think people, no matter what, you know, people are still going to watch Ant and Dec. They're still going to watch Britain's Got Talent, because, you know, they are great shows, and Ant and Dec are funny, and, you know, the whole Ant and Dec Saturday Night Takeaway that they do at the start of this year, and I presume later this year with I'm a Celebrity, people are still going to tune in. But as a whole, I think the TV companies are very smart by, you know, publishing the shows that have aired on TV online for people to watch, because, you know, we all live in a world now where we don't have only three TV channels where the whole family could sit down and watch, you know, X amount of years ago. Back in my grand and granddad days, I remember them saying that, you know, you only used to have three channels on TV, and they were in black and white. And I think nowadays you have so many channels on TV, so much choice, but also people's lives are changing. Like, as a population, we have lots of different jobs. We work all sorts of different hours, and to sit down at, say, 7 o'clock on a Friday night or Saturday night may be all well and good, but it may not target the audience size that YouTube would, where people can watch it when they're free, when they want to, and when, you know, it's feasible.
Well said. And by the way, I grew up with two channels, not three. You lucky people up in Derry.
Listen, Maria wants to know, and this is the kind of question a lot of people have asked today, like, do you ever get freaked out by people who are a little bit too into your videos?
Not really. I think anyone who's really touched or really, you know, is really captivated by my content, that's more of a compliment to me than me being freaked out. But, you know, there was, you know, a few times where people may have called to our actual home address. That freaked me out a bit.
Okay, so I probably shouldn't DM you the picture of my Adam B tattoo then.
I don't think anyone has got a tattoo of me, but I mean, you may be the first.
I am the first, yes.
Yeah, and look, next time we go to your house, we'll go around the back to the back door.
To the new one.
We won't ring the good front door.
Adam B, thank you so much for taking part in Ask Me Anything today.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Take care.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
On Today FM.